This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
He's Kelvin Yee. I'm Ezra Zayed on the Evening Edition. Now, we've got more stories lined up. But before that, Sean Tanis joins us from the news desk as we take a look at the markets. Now, this story, Sean, France, it's looking to tax large internet companies. The French finance ministry believes the tax could bring up to 500 million euros per year. I mean, yes. That's a huge, huge figure.
Yes, it's a huge sum considering they're not only going to be taxed by France.
Yeah.
If France starts doing it, other countries will also follow suit. So hence there's so much discourse around it. And mm-hmm. the tax, as mentioned by France Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire, will be aimed at companies with a worldwide digital revenue of at least 750 million euros. And in France itself, if these companies bring in more than 25 million euros, they'll be taxed also. And the tax will target about 30 companies, mostly American, but also includes Chinese, German, Spanish, British, and one French company. And the usual suspects are Google,
sure.
Amazon, Facebook, and Apple on the top tier. But firms like Uber and Airbnb are also expected to be among those to be taxed.
Right. A draft of the law is expected to be presented in your cabinet by Thursday before it's presented to the French Parliament. There appears to be some urgency in your steps despite a lot of pushback, mainly from companies who already pay taxes in France.
Yes, for company already paying taxes in France, the amount paid under this digital tax will be deducted from their pre-tax income. So that was actually clarified in the draft, but I doubt how long these corporations can resist because Minister Le Maire has made it clear that a tax system for the 21st century must be built on what's really valuable today, and that is data. So he believes this is a matter of fiscal justice because
right.
these digital giants reportedly pay some 14 percentage points less tax than Europe's SMEs. So the issue of fairness comes into play.
Right.
Hence, companies who sell their products on their own websites will not be taxed. However, companies like Amazon are required to pay because they are earning money as a some sort of cyber agent or digital middle person between
yeah.
a producer and a client. So CNBC reports that in this, under this, the tax would also target the sales of personal data for advertising purposes. So basically, the aim is to end fiscal imbalances between traditional businesses and those who build their assets online.
Yeah, this is going to be fascinating for the French finance ministry because you're talking about big stakeholders. You're looking at these territories where, you know, where are you when it comes to, are you in sort of in between, as you mentioned, about being the middleman
yes.
for a lot of these giant companies? And, you know, there's going to be a lot of pushback based on, I guess, the profits that Google, Amazon, Facebook and Apple will be understandably reluctant to pay at this point. But I think it's almost obvious that the discussion is going to be had, and it's going to be interesting to see how the European countries follow yep. suit as well.
And Guan Ying as well.
Yeah, that's right. He's got that to think about as well. Taking a look at stocks on Bursa, Sean, Petrol Energy, there's a lot of movement there today. What happened there?
Yeah, Petrol Energy rose over 16 cents this morning, which brings its total gain this year to more than 160%. The group announced last week that it has returned to the black in the fourth quarter with a net profit of 20.8 million ringgit. While there are concerns on how long they can sustain this, Petrol Energy says there are signs the industry is recovering from a period of low activities. And overall, in the past 1 year, Petrol Energy spiked over 32%, and today at close, the counter was up 26% at 1 ringgit and 14 cent.
Sean Tan, it's always good to see you, and thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.